Simon Tovkov Lamates, Sifir Beis, and Loichim Botim, Vavonim, Vavodim, Ubehema, Elitzrachamoy. These items are not foodstuffs, they're not things which are directly involved in food preparation, so you can't buy them unless there's a clear Tzrachamoy. The other exception is if the seller is a Jew, doesn't have what to eat, so he's allowed to sell, and if he's allowed to sell, you're allowed to buy. Or alternatively, if you're going to have, he has a worker which will be paid to deliver them, and he has nothing to eat, so if nobody buys, there's nothing for him to deliver, he doesn't get paid. So you're allowed to buy, so I want to deliver it to get paid. Now, is that the Ramah? V'daf kahani de'ika pirsum b'kiniyosan v'av shemilsa. These things are large, what we would call now large box items, very noticeable. And so that's av shemilsa, creates this whole issue, etc. Avashar kelim noigim l'kdoisim b'tzina. All the kelim, the minhag is to buy them b'tzina. Now it sounds like with the Ramah saying it's mutter even if it's not the tzarech hamoyed. And that's going to be the Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with that. What that's about? Let's see, Mishnah Berurah.
What is avsha mean?
Avsha is avsha. It creates a lot of noise. Avsha also means it makes a certain amount of publicity to itself. Uh-huh. Okay, so cut and mem. Ein loichen. We're talking about, so you can't buy these things. Now, that's talking about that's a Jewish seller. Umino akum. Let's say you want to buy from a non-Jew. Yesharim, the mutaliknos, botim, resadu, sukramim, avadim, behemam, neshu, kamatsam, yadu, buying a beer loch. Anything you buy off the goy, it's kamatzal miyadim. It's like you're saving it out of his hands. So in Eretz Yisrael, that makes a lot of sense because anything you can buy off the goy's hands should be in Jewish hands is definitely beneficial for the Jews, etc. So that's kamatzal miyadim. Simlas not tzarech hamoyed. So there's an argument you're allowed to do that, and it's actually that's the finish over here is even not in Eretz Yisrael. It's still beneficial if something can be transferred from non-Jewish hands to Jewish hands. Is considered beneficial. That's what some people hold. And he brings that from the Shulta Gibarim. The Bir Locha says that explanation of Kamatsa Miyadam does not seem to be necessarily the only accepted explanation of this Tosefta. It says he wants to know why it's a Tosefta. He wants to know why the Rishonim did not mention the Tosefta is not mentioned in the Rosh, the Rif, Rambam. None of them mentions it, which indicate that they were not necessarily passing like it. So it seems to indicate that
there must be another explanation.
Or that they understand the Tosefta differently than what's being understood. Because if it's saying the halacha, and all these Rishonim are ignoring it, not bringing it, it's not mistaber that there's But at the end of the whole Bir Halacha, he says, regards to Botim, Sadus, and Krumim in Eretz Yisrael, there he would argue that it'd be mutter because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But otherwise, it's not Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't feel that that's a reliable halacha. Okay. Tzarech hamoyed. So what's tzarech hamoyed? The hanu botim loder. So a person is buying a house to live in. He doesn't have a place to live in. So he's buying a house to live in. That's called tzarech hamoyed. Avonim l'saken koisloy. He's buying stones. He needs to fix his wall. Maybe simon tov kuf mem that there are certain cases where you're allowed to fix your wall. Avodim l'shamsha, he's buying avodim to have somebody available to serve him. So all those are tzarech can be tzarech hamoyed. Now, if there's a sucker, there's a person who's hired to transport and deliver the purchased items and he doesn't know what to eat, so he's allowed to work, and if you're allowed to buy, then he's allowed to work on. Shemelech had the word Mitzulam Rabbeisakar, and he brings them to the purchaser's house. Behind him, so in other words, what we're saying is, Bishvil Shasofer Ein Loy Ma Yerecho, because the worker doesn't have what to eat, therefore Hitiru La Mercher, but kind of Lassus Maso Matan, Keshistaker Hasofer. So we allow the seller and the buyer to do this business transaction, to thereby give the sucker some work to do. Well, then Asar, sir, the same thing would be true if you have a middleman, which is, I'm not sure what he means, a middleman, between the buyer and the seller, and he needs what to eat, and he'll get a percentage over here. She'll have to do the business deal by giving him a percentage. Or it means he's allowed to be the middleman to get it to the merchant, if the merchant sells to the sucker. Sure, which way it means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Masha Khan and Dafki Moemis Kenhu, Shoysim as Miskor Bishil Zahasacher. But that's only mutter if it's real. That the real, you're doing it because you care about the worker, they should have what to eat. Avalosh Yarimu Liskor, Lover Shekwadosim Tele Shasarsu Rikadamat Yarvichu. They can't say, this is great, you know, we're going to do this business deal because we really care about the agent, you know, so we'll do this multi-million-dollar business deal because the agent will get a lot of money, and the agent needs the money. So, of course, they're only doing this because of the agent, you know, because of any other reason. So it's obvious enough. That's not what. Now, what about if it's a combination of the two? Your goal is for the sucker and also for yourself. In other words, in the case where it really, that's, you know, you would wait, you could wait, you have no interest in doing it now necessarily. But you're doing it now because the sucker needs money. Nothing left?
No.
Okay. But let's say, you know, that's mutter. But let's say you're doing it for both. I mean, truthfully, you would like to make the business deal, you want to make the business deal, you want to get the benefit. And meanwhile, the sucker does really needs the money. So in that case, it's mutter. That's your goal. It's not a haroma. You really are being mechaven because of the sucker, even though you have also wanted to benefit yourself. So that's mutter. Okay. Awashar Kalim comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says that maybe that only these things, which are, since they're done publicly, so that's Avsha Milsa, therefore they're not mutter unless they're the Tzarech Amoy, but other Kalim are mutter anyway. Awashar Kalim, Magaroma Kain Sharech Renim, Helish Ein Lahok, Gam Bashar Kalim, Mishal, and the Tzarech Amoy. In Losha, Yeloyim Soyim Bezerl, Lach Ramah. The only case would be mutter if there's a number of Ovid involved. They're not going to be available for this price after Yom Tov. But if there's no Dover Ovid involved, so there's no hazard to buy these items. Okay, Yud Gimel. Lahavasayin Yehudi beribis. Laosim shurigilim lilvois memeno mutter. To lend money for interest to a goy. Is considered davar oved. If he comes for a loan, cholamoid. It's over Ovid. It's a question of making a profit. But if you don't lend him the money, he'll go find somebody else who will lend him the money, and he will come back to you. So you're going to lose a client.
He'll come back.
You're going to lose a client. He will come back to borrow from you the next time he needs money. So that's called over Ovid. You're going to lose your client. Okay. Now, loisim shenam regilim lilvis. But let's say the person has never come to you before. So the person who's come to you before, it's like you have the person as a client. And it's the rabbi, you're losing a client. It's a new person, it's not losing something, it's an opportunity to get a new client, which you didn't take benefit of. So that's like losing a potential profit, which is not mutter. So no, well also it's going to be mutter. Ushiku ribishal ashur rishon yetzienu the b'simchas yantar. So like you had before, if you do a business deal and the money you make on the deal, you spend some of that money on Simchas Yom Tov, so that'll be mutter over here also. Mutter likat arvus b'moyed al avo shiyasa achra moyed. You can also take commitments during the moyed, which is being by either putting down some collateral or whatever it is, or having somebody else commit to it, etc., in order to facilitate a loan for after Yom Tov. Okay, this is Mishnah Berurah, Mimdal Davi Avravid, Shim Lo Yalva Lahem, V'yechul Mokam Acher, Yagilum Lavoy Elo, V'lo Yavoy Oid Etzlay. If you don't lend them, they go somewhere else, that other person will attempt to sway him to come to the second person on a regular basis, and he will come back to the first person. So there's no need to spend the money in Simchas Yom Tov to permit it. In a case where it's a new client, so you take the profits of that first week, which is the interest, and you spend it in Simchas Yom Tov. It's the end of Simchas Yom Tov. Again, so you have to spend more than you would have spent had you not had this profit. So, in this case, even in the case we said before, if you spend the money extra in Yom Tov, it's mutter. But we said before, if a person has a lot of money anyway and doesn't need to do this deal to be able to spend a lot of money on Yom Tov, it's not mutter. So, the Mishnah Berurah over here, you got Mishnah Yesh Shomos B'Nevachayin Shom Hachashori. So why is it here more lenient than there? Over there, he's doing a business deal, buying and selling merchandise, because and he'll spend the money on Simchas Yom Tov, extra money on Simchas Yom Tov. So he said it's mutter, but some say it wasn't mutter if the person has a large amount of money anyway, so he doesn't really need this business deal to feel more comfortable spending money on Yom Tov. But over here, even if that situation is still mutter, because Mishum Lekam Poskim Servant Halvo Eino Doimel Kolkach LePokmatia. And Prakmat is what Chazal Aser, that's Maaser Matan, that's Chazal Aser, that Chazal did not Aser Halvo, period. It's not really, it's not a transfer of merchandise. So now, why, what's the difference? Dalshim Yesh Tarakodol, B'diktu, Shivya Mekach, Metech Tudosu, Yimonim, Simchas Yom Tov. Over there, the back and forth, the argument to how much, the haggling over the price, potentially will take away from Simchas Yom Tov, especially if it's a very large purchase that go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. They end up buying something for a large amount money. So he bought something, but it cost him a lot of money. So there's even though he hopes to make a profit, right now he's nervous, he's concerned. He spent a lot of money. So there's tsar. Mashen came and helped him up, lending the money. Assuming that you lent to somebody which is reliable, so it's called a reva. It's all good. So therefore, that's why we're more lenient when it comes to loans. In my time, I'm showing now the halbos the yisoberibus b'der cheter mutagam ken lasses iska litan loy mos. So you allow to lend money to a Jew also in the form of a heter iska, not ladakat to a goy, because it's not really business. So as long as you spend something for Simchas Yom Tov, we'll be making. You take arvus al avoah, which you do after Yom Tov. Hanu lekivin shavoah hu achar moed lochashav klal oisus karben moed. So even though since the actual loan is only taking place after Yom Tov, the fact that I'm taking the collateral now and I'm gathering the co-center now, the transaction wasn't done now. You didn't do anything, so it's not us.
Okay. What would have I thought been that it would have been us, right?
Because we say it's part of the business transaction.
It's too much. Uh-huh.
So as much as you say that if the transaction is of us, sir, so the preparation before it also maybe should be us. So no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Halvo the shulchanus bekvius vechiluf is usur. So the Mishnah Berurah, what is it? Usur v'chigavna havi prakmatya l'divrei kol. So Shulchanus is a money changer who's set to, he has a table, so he sits there with the money. Sometimes people take on credit. There's exchanges with, you know, they take on credit. So that's really more along the lines of a business deal. You're giving me X amount of coins X, and I'm giving you back X amount of coins Y. So that type of situation is really, that's more like there's a payment and there's merchandise being exchanged, as opposed to a loan where there's not really any payment and merchandise. In the Mishnah Dishah, they raise the question over here about banking nowadays. So a person owns a bank, so that's more along the lines of, you know, what's, you know, it's more along the lines of this, the Shulchani, that it's a little more similar to the acts of buying and selling. You're taking money in, you're letting money out, you're investing in certain things. It's a business more than it's a classic loan. But to put money into the bank, he says, is mutter. If your purpose is, you're afraid it shouldn't be stolen, or you want to get into the account to cover loan, remember, those are the relevant issues. So that's mutter.
I was just thinking, the reason that we bring Memvav here is because we ushered the case where you took collateral during Chol HaMoed, because we had a concern that perhaps the person would just keep the collateral. Is that why we bring the case of Memvav?
Memvav?
But we said you can...
It's mutter.
Didn't we have a case earlier where we had a concern if somebody lent on collateral that the person would just keep the collateral?
Yeah.
So we're saying here it's not a problem because it's at...
I'm receiving the collateral.
Uh-huh.
I'm allowed to arrange that you should give me the collateral now as a guarantee that I'll give him a loan after Yom Tov. So I'm really arranging a loan.
Right.
He's giving me the collateral, etc. But since we didn't transact anything at the end of the day, so
right.
It's mutter. So putting money into the bank or taking money out for the Tzarech HaMoed is obviously mutter. He brings from Rav Yashav held that if you could take out before Yom Tov all the money you need for Yom Tov, you know, Tzarech HaMoed, etc., not have to do any banking transactions during Chol HaMoed, that's much better. Because you're getting involved using machines, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Buying and selling stocks, it's not mutter unless there's going to be some selling it and taking the money to use for Tzarech HaMoed, or because if it's a case of Devar Ovid, if I don't sell now, you're afraid it's going to be... if I don't sell, there's reason to believe that the market is going down, so that's Devar Ovid.
Or the case of the IPO that you talked about too.
Right, so those would be Devar Ovid. Okay. Siman Tov Kuf Mem. Did a binyan vestir b'chol HaMoed. So the office of building and demolishing on Chol HaMoed. So Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, a binyan of Kol Shel was usher. Verse says, even though Tzarech HaMoed, so Tzarech HaMoed only is matter Melechus Hedyot, and binyan is considered the Suman. Okay. Even if it's Geter Ginosa, if the wall...
Good evening, Mr.
Marathon. Around your vegetable patch, because the chatzer shebein alachver, or the wall around your chatzer, okay, had a break in it. So b'neu ma'aseh hedyot, you're allowed to build it up in a unprofessional fashion. So you put the stones there, but you don't cement them in. Or there are some mekonim, begoyim, and b'kiyetzim, or you put sticks, verticals, put sticks vertically to act as a barrier for the meantime. But it's my said, you want to make a marker around the roof, so you should build it in an unprofessional fashion. I will curse the chotzer, some of which is a rabbin, shenofal. But if it's near, which is a rabbin, it's a chotzer, which is a rabbin, and that fell down. So over there, the loch is boiner kedarker. So the Mishnah says that's considered a davar oved, and the rule is a davar ha'oved. Even Maisa Uman is permitted. So Tzarech HaMoyed is only permitted in Maisa Hedyot. Davro Ovid, even Maisa Uman is permitted. So you're allowed to build it in a professional fashion. If the opposite was that the wall was leaning and inclining towards falling, which could be potentially dangerous, so you're allowed to demolish it because of potential danger. When they open dark, and you rebuild it normally. Now, why rebuild it regularly? Right? Even with cementing it, etc., you don't have to build it in an unprofessional fashion. Is because this is one of the cases we say we're afraid. We really want you to remove the wall because it's dangerous. The guy says, "Listen, if I remove the wall, I build it back with this unprofessional fashion. The ASIC of then taking it apart again after the Chol HaMoed, and." Relaying the stones and cementing them in is a big ASIC. I don't want to do this. I'd rather just, let it go. If it doesn't fall, it doesn't fall. And I can just, when it's still standing, it's easier to re-cement it. And if it falls, it falls. I'm not any worse off. Yeah, but meanwhile, you bop the guy's head. Right? So we're going to, if we don't allow you to build it in a professional fashion, we're afraid that you're not going to listen to us to demolish it. This is not only if it's being it's potentially going to fall over Shisha Rabbim, but even if it's going to potentially fall onto in a more private area, it's also mutter because of Sakana. Any situation where there's a potential for danger, you're allowed to address it in a normal fashion. I'm going to use the bathroom.